For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Holding a key swing vote, Republican Susan Collins said she trusts Brett Kavanaugh to cast his own political preference aside as a Supreme Court justice in a lengthy speech on the Senate floor. It looks like he'll be approved when the full Senate votes later today. Collins said she read through the FBI inquiry and testimony of Christine Blasey Ford, who accused Kavanaugh of sexual assault when they both were teenagers. But at the end of the day, Collins said the certainty wasn't there.
The four witnesses she named could not corroborate any of the events.
Shortly afterwards, lone Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia said he too would vote to confirm Kavanaugh. Republican Lisa Murkowski of Alaska broke with her party. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyroot Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Authorities are investigating a shooting death of a Florence, South Carolina police officer. 30-year veteran officer Sergeant Terrence Caraway was killed and six others injured in a shootout on Wednesday. County Sheriff Leon Lott.
These officers were ambushed very quickly. As soon as they got there, ambush was in place.
74-year-old Frederick Hopkins was charged with murder. Two of the wounded officers have been released from the hospital. The others remain in critical condition. After a seven-day manhunt, suspected killer Kirby Wallace has been captured in Tennessee. Montgomery Sheriff John Fusen.
We can get back to a sense of normalcy knowing that this criminal is in custody and will face justice for what he has done.
Wallace faces multiple charges after being accused of attacking a couple and setting their house on fire, killing the wife and seriously injuring the husband. He's also accused of fatally shooting a man on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has an upcoming trip to North Korea. Here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg with an update on what to expect.
North Korea lashed out at the United States regarding sanctions. Now this comes on the heels of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who is set to go to North Korea and meet with dictator Kim Jong-un on Sunday. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. She joined Fox News to talk about what this trip will accomplish.
The thing that Secretary Pompeo has to communicate to Kim Jong-un whenever he goes and visits him very soon is that it doesn't matter if the North Koreans do all of these other nice things that we appreciate. Ultimately, our eye is still on the prize, and that's dismantlement of the nuclear program. And right now the North Koreans, they're going to want the United States to lift sanctions. They want the United States to have a peace accord and to finally put an end to officially to the Korean War.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Labor Department has released a new monthly jobs report. And USA's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
The report shows the economy adding 134,000 jobs last month when most economists were expecting about 180,000 jobs had been added. The government September jobs report also shows the nation's unemployment rate fell to 3.7%, the lowest since 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.